Ramsey TV.
Oh yeah, did you hear that? Did you hear this? Something somebody sent me a news thing that the gasoline in Kentucky went down to 99 cents a gallon. Well, like I said, I called it, but I'm not counting it because the real deal, when it happens, it's going to be because of prosperity, not desperation, as I said yesterday. Why don't we change the channel today, have a little happier tune, and let's talk about 1 Corinthians 15 and the resurrection of all. That is where I left off. I am in my mini-series called 1 Corinthians 15. As you know, 1 Corinthians 15 is called the resurrection chapter. Yeah, this is much happier news than the news on earth. I think we're all just ready to get out of here. And I believe that's being arranged as we speak. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21, Paul is comparing Adam to Christ. Some people don't think Adam was a real being. Adam is in Jesus Christ's genealogy. So, as I said before, where does that genealogy morph from fact to fiction? It doesn't. In verse 21 of 1 Corinthians 15, "For since in fact through a man came death, through a man also comes the resurrection of the dead." Now, the key phrase here is "even as." For even as. This means that we're about to see an equal comparison. You can't fudge this because "even as" appears in every single version. I haven't even seen the King James Version screw this up. Even as. The two most important words in verse 22 of 1 Corinthians 15. Even as in Adam all are dying, thus also. The two couplets here that together solve the whole deal. Together prove the salvation of all. You can do it right here with this verse. Even as, thus also. Even as, just like it is with Adam, thus also with Christ. So whenever you're trying to explain this verse to somebody to show them what it's teaching through our Apostle Paul, I want you to highlight the words, the two couplets, "even as, thus also." Because this is a perfect parallel. And if you don't keep the parallel, then you perform an illegality and you have misused the scriptures. Now watch what the parallel is. Even as in Adam, the word "in," its placement is very important because, as I promised you a few days ago, I'm going to show you how Christian teachers purposely twist this verse to make it teach something that it is not teaching. Because, as I told you before, Christians desperately do not want this passage to teach the salvation of all. "Even as in Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified." Now, this is how they screw it up. This is how they read it in their minds, and this is sometimes like how they say it. Or it's at least how they think it. "Even as in Adam all are dying, thus also all in Christ shall be vivified." Did you see that twist? Did you see that perversion? "For even as in Adam all are dying, thus also all in Christ shall be vivified." Instead of "in Christ all," they put "all in Christ." So they screw up the "in" and the position of the "in," which shows Adam as a channel. In Adam, all are dying. And to show the exactitude of the Concordant Version, I think the King James says there, "as in Adam, all die." But that is not true, because there is a generation, namely ours, that will not die. So this is the incomplete verb form. It's ongoing action. "As in Adam, all are dying." Such exactitude. I love it. This is the accuracy of the concordant literal New Testament. "We are all mortal." But because Paul knows, and because obviously the Holy Spirit knows, that there is a generation of believers in the body of Christ who will not taste death, The Holy Spirit very exactly tells Paul to say it this way, as in Adam, all are dying. What do you know? The Holy Spirit knows about the incomplete verb form in the Greek. Isn't that amazing? Holy Spirit's pretty smart. And Paul is under the inspiration of that Holy Spirit, and so he can't make a mistake. After that, it comes down to faithful translating, understanding language, because God reveals himself in language. I'm sorry if that's inconvenient for anyone, and it is inconvenient to a lot of people, because the person who knows more about language wins. Yeah, the one more apt to understand the vicissitudes of language will do better in the scripture. That sounds very unspiritual, but it's spiritual as hell, because the Spirit of God works through these practical things. And what could be more practical than communication? And God communicates through words. So here we go. In Christ, in Adam, all are dying. In Adam, Adam is the channel, and no one will deny that none of us chose to come into this world. None of us chose to be dying. None of us chose to be hatched into mortality. And we all know that Adam was the channel. In Adam, all are dying. Thus also. I would say that thus also may be the most important couplet. Nah, you can't separate that from even as. Even as, thus also. Thus also in Christ. You see, in Adam is followed by the perfect parallel in Christ. So as Adam was a channel that led every single human being into sin and death apart from their cooperation, thus also in Christ, that is, Christ is another channel. He's the last Adam. He leads all into vivification. And again, the exactitude of the Concordant version, it's not just resurrection there, because it's a different word. It's simply a different word in the Concordant. Again, as I told you before, recognizes the three different words, one having to do with resurrection, one having to do with rousing, and one having to do with vivification. Here, it is clearly the word having to do with vivification. Thus also in Christ shall all be vivified, yet each in his own class. I want to go through this again, and then I want to get this class thing, because this gives me another analogy to show who is raised when and why it's important. In Adam, all are dying. Thus also in Christ shall all. Not all in Christ. The Christians like to say all in Christ, because then they can still blame you for not choosing Christ. It's only all in Christ. Well, let's take that twist. Let's take that perversion that fits their theology and put it in the previous clause there. For even as all in Adam are dying. It sort of leaves a stupid little amount of room to saying, well, some aren't in Adam. It eliminates the idea of a channel, all in Adam. It puts the emphasis on the people, all in Adam. That's what they want to do. They put the emphasis on the person, all in Christ, all. The all has to do with the people in Christ, all in Christ. But the inspired Word of God puts Christ first, in Christ, all. Christ is the most important element. Christ is the most important element. In Christ shall all be vivified. You see, all in Christ, which is the perversion, puts the people first, puts you first, puts the Christian first. Well, this only works for me, that is vivification, because this is only those in Christ. No. No. Christ is the same type of channel man as Adam was a channel man. And even as in the first channel man, all are dying, thus also in the second channel man, all, and it's the same all. It has to be the same all. There's another key. As in Adam, all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. It has to be the same all because of the even as and the thus also. I learned this early in my education, that it's a perfect parallel. It's undeniable. If somebody's going to be honest. But if somebody's going to believe tradition rather than truth, then yeah, they can do anything they want with this. And they do. They pervert it. As in the channel Adam, all are dying. All are dying, which is everybody. Nobody denies that. Thus also in the channel Christ shall all. It's the same all. A lot of people deny that. They don't deny the first all, but they take the second all and they, no, that can't be. Can't be really what it's saying. It does say all shall be vivified, but it can't be saying that. Oh, but it is, see, because, sorry, but you have to face the music here. Or not. Face it now or face it later, you know. People like me are heralding this word to you, this great news of the vivification, the eventual vivification of all humanity. And I guess God has to soften your heart to make you want this to be true. And I know you want to be special. I get it. So some people, when they hear me and others talking about the salvation of all and universal reconciliation, they think, well, that does away with the elect because you're saying everybody's going to get in. No, it doesn't do away with the elect. That's the beauty of it. You can't get around that the doctrine of election, predestination, is in the scripture. Just read the first few verses of Ephesians, whom he designates beforehand. Romans, the same thing. Whom he designates beforehand, these he calls, justifies, and glorifies. So yes, I'll say this again, then I'll close for the week. There is such a thing as election. There is an elect people. But the alternative to that, the other thing besides election, is not eternal damnation. Actually, how great is this news? The other thing, other than election, is eternal salvation. Ooh. It goes from good to better. It goes from great to superior. It goes to everyone's getting in the end to God chooses some beforehand to work with him through periods of time known as eons to reach the rest of creation, the rest of humanity, but each in his or her own class. And for now, that's all I have, class. But I trust you'll be back here with me on Monday. And this chapter just keeps getting better and better and better.